everybody, and welcome to the second special edition of the Exploding Barrel podcast for E3 2009. This is covering day two on June 2nd, 2009. We're going to talk about Nintendo and Sony's press conference. Why don't we just get to it, I guess. This is me, Mike, and joined by Edge Guy, huh?
Yo.
Hey, so why don't we get to this, Edge? Why don't you take us through Nintendo?
You missed the beginning.
I was at a doctor's appointment.
I was actually
in the office on, like, the live, what did you call that?
Live blog.
The live blog, yeah.
You didn't miss much to begin with.
Yeah, I kind of figured that the big things would be towards the end. I was right.
Well, we had Cammy come out, and the first thing she introduced right away was New Super Mario Bros. Wii.
I wasn't expecting anything like this.
Yeah.
I haven't seen this yet. I've heard more positive reactions than yours.
I know. Everyone else seems a little more excited about it than me. I don't know. It looks like a high-res New Super Mario Bros., what you'd expect. But the big deal about it is that it's there's like a four-player mode to it. It's kind of like...
Is it cooperative? Is it like Four Swords?
It's exactly like Four Swords, except Mario instead of Zelda, where you're working together, but you're also competing to get the most coins.
Kind
of
neat.
You play as Mario, Luigi, in two different colors of Toad.
Oh, that's cool. I was worried it'd be kind of four Marios.
No. I don't know. It's just, to me, it seemed like they just dropped four people in rather than designing the game to work with it. You know what I mean? Like, you'd have one guy who's running along, and then the other people are stuck on the side, and everything holds up, like it doesn't keep moving naturally.
It's something I'd like to try.
Yeah. I feel like the single player would be good, but I'd almost rather just have a new one on the DS.
Is this a WiiWare game, or?
They didn't say. If it's $50, it's kind of a stretch to me.
I don't know if it'll be 50.
Also, they feature your favorite gameplay feature. You could pick each other up.
Why do they ever do that?
I don't know.
That never works out.
And then, like, you know, if you die...
Why can you do it? You can't even do that in Mario, like, ever.
Yeah, I know. Well, you could have sort
in
of, too.
Yeah, it's not very funny.
If you die, then, like, you have to wait a few seconds. You come floating back in a bubble and someone has to pop it.
It's kind of like Yoshi's Island.
Mm-hmm. They also showed a new power-up, the propeller suit, which is kind of neat. You jump in the air and you shake your Wiimote and it zips you up and then you float back down slowly.
Okay.
The only thing is, like you said though about Punch-Out the other day, it's another Wii game that's not using the Wii except for that. You're playing it like an NES game still.
Right.
But then, also, I didn't buy this. You're talking about how Mr. Miyamoto has been dreaming of some new way to bring Mario, like he did to the third dimension, to the fourth dimension. So, of course, you know, four players.
That's not the fourth dimension.
Yeah, then they're like, it took him 15 years to come up with this. I was like, seriously?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah.
That's a stretch there.
Then they showed Wii Fit Plus. And there's a reason why this is called Wii Fit Plus, not Wii Fit 2. There's like six new weight training games, or like yoga and strength games, and then 15 mini games. And I think like... It was kind of unclear, but like, there's more structure to it. Like, you could now tell the game, "I want to target my abs," and it'll actually help you do that. Which is something I always thought was lacking from Wii Fit. It was just too open. Like, I didn't know what to do with it.
Yeah, I guess I get you.
And I guess EA Sports Active does a better job of that too. So
we can move on. I don't feel like our audience cares about Wii Fit too much.
So then,
not like they care about Wii Sports Resort.
Well,
you told me this was awkward.
It was because they're showing off the Wii Motion Plus like we'd never heard of it before. They made no allusion to the fact that, you saw this a year ago, and we're just going to show you basically the same thing again. It was so weird.
Isn't it weird that they did show that a year ago and like?
It's still not out.
It seemed like it was almost ready to go.
But like, just like the way Reggie comes out to introduce this thing, and he's just like, we're now going to take the control to the next level. And I'm like, it's Wii Motion Plus. We know. And then he's like, you can't even tell it's there. I'm like, yes, I can. There's another 2 inches of plastic sticking out of their Wiimote. Then they start showing Wii Sports Resort. First, there's like this skydiving thing you do to get to the island. Where it's like, you hold the Wiimote and you tilt it around, your skydiver follows its movement. Which again, you'll do it once, be like, that's cool, and never want to do it again. Then they showed this archery game, which everybody loves for some reason. I thought it looked boring.
What do you do?
You hold the Wiimote out in front of you like it's the handle of a bow. Mm. You pull back the nunchuck like that's the string, and then it tracks the movement of the Wii Motion Plus for aiming, and then you release the Z button and it shoots. And this guy did it he sat there playing it for like 10 minutes. I'm like, oh my god, we don't need to see this, we get it. Then they do the basketball game, where it's like a 3-point shootout. It looks okay, it's just, the only thing is, I don't understand, like they're making a big deal about what fidelity this tracks your shot with and how, you have to aim it precisely, but like, it seemed too abstract to require that much precision. Like, how are you supposed to aim an imaginary basketball when you're not even, like, looking at an actual hoop?
Right.
But, no, they showed some of the other sports in there, like the fencing, the ping pong, the jet ski, the frisbee, like a montage they had. Then they showed, Tiger Woods and, the Grand Slam tennis. You know, they're making such a big deal about how, like, if you would shank the ball in real life, you'll shank it here. Which, again, I don't know how appealing that is. I think that's why you play video games, is because you can't actually golf.
How does Tiger Woods look? It looks good. For that,
yeah, right? I actually do want that, I will say. Like, I just think that looks like a good use of it. Wii Sports Resort, I'm not sold on it.
Well, you know, that's how you're going to get your Wii Motion Plus.
Though. Well, it comes with Tiger Woods.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, there
you'll get it that way, then. Never mind.
They didn't mention Red Steel 2.
I read someone playing this on one of the blog sites. I can't remember which one. I'm sorry. They weren't impressed.
Yeah, it seems like it looked like initially it was going to be like Western, but it's apparently some weird samurai Western thing that doesn't make sense.
Oh, cool.
They didn't show any of it at the conference. They're just like, you could only play it with the Wii Motion Plus, and that's cool.
Red Steel really need a sequel. I don't know.
No. We then move on to our first pleasant surprise at the conference, Final Fantasy Crystal Bears.
You see that you were pretty impressed with this.
I was. It's an action RPG for the Wii.
Does it look better? I'm playing, because of time. I'm a little disappointed with
it. It's nothing like that. Almost think of it like a mix between Kingdom Hearts with, I'm trying to think what the word, what game I want to reference here. Kingdom Hearts with more fluid platforming. How's that? Does that do anything for you?
You're kind of singing in my heart here. I mean,
I know. Yeah, no, it looked really good.
It really looked that good?
Yeah, and then the art style, it's like the Crystal Chronicles art style, but taken a little more realistically proportioned, I guess.
Hmm.
I thought it looked really good.
So this isn't like a multiplayer game?
No. From what I could tell from this, it is a single-player action RPG. I thought it looked really good.
I'm more excited for this next game.
Yes, they showed the trailer for Kingdom Hearts 358-2.
Which came out in Japan and is getting good reviews. Mm-hmm. I was kind of worried that this game might be too ambitious for the DS when I first kind of heard about it, but supposedly...
Also glad too, the trailer did finally start showing some Disney characters. It always worries me. They show these Kingdom Hearts trailers initially, and there's never the Disney characters.
No, which, exactly.
That's all I care about. No. I don't care about Organization 13 that much.
Shut up, AJ.
Yeah, yeah. They didn't make any mention
of it. What Disney characters?
It was like a huge, they split the screen into huge segments. There was like one of everything, you know. I saw, off the top of my head, I remember seeing Jack Skellington in there, Ariel, Genie, I think.
Nothing new, really?
No. Nothing like, crazy like that. But, they're there. That's what I was kind of worried about, is that for some reason this would be like a game with no Disney in it.
Some people always think that might be coming, but no.
Yeah, I hope not. To me, that's the point. Everyone was expecting the announcement of Kingdom Hearts 1 and 2 coming to the Wii, but it never happened.
Right. I guess that's just one of the things that's just going to get announced more quietly. I don't know.
Yeah. They then showed off some of Mario & Luigi Inside Story.
I think it's called Mario & Luigi Bowser's
Inside. Yeah, I typed it wrong.
Because you're inside Bowser.
Yeah. We've seen all this before, but it still looks good.
Yeah, I'm excited because it seems like
it's been out in Japan for a while.
Right. It seems like they're kind of bringing it. Partners in Time was too much for me with like four people.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jeremy Parrish, who I was following his live blog during the conference too. He said he played the import, and it's a lot better than Partners in Time.
Okay, cool.
They then
here's another RPG.
This was a nice surprise, Golden Sun DS, which looks gorgeous.
I need to see that.
Best 3D I've ever seen on the DS. Amazing.
I need to.
I love the original Golden Sun, so here's hoping that's going to be good.
I need to play those. Yeah.
Then this was
okay.
This is where I kind of came in.
Yeah.
So they showed Cop the Recruit from Ubisoft.
I missed this.
This is kind of their Ubisoft's version of GTA on the DS. I thought it looked pretty good.
On the DS? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Interesting.
Then, our only DSiWare announcement was Mario vs. Donkey Kong Minis March Again.
Like, there wasn't, like, the DSi Virtual Console or anything like that.
I was hoping for that. Mm-hmm. I was a little disappointed.
We got to one other thing, but...
But this looks good. It's the first time you can create your own levels and share them, and it'll be out Monday.
I liked Mario vs. Donkey Kong 2 a lot, actually. It's very Lemmings-ish.
Yeah, it'll be nice if it's 500 points, because that's how many I have on my DS right now.
Exactly. But we have this thing, too.
WarioWare Do-It-Yourself, which is made in Orin, Japan, which is the one that lets you make your own micro games. Is this a DSiWare title, or is it a cartridge?
You know, I assumed it was a DSiWare. Now you're making me question.
I'm really not sure.
Yeah, but it's kind of cool because you make your own micro games. Mm-hmm. It seemed neat. I wonder how much there is to the programming. You know, if it's more than just tapping and sliding.
I can't imagine it's too much.
When you think about those things, all you ever do is tap or slide.
Yeah.
Or maybe say something in the microphone.
Yeah.
You know, if your art, and your art looks bad, it'll fit right in. That's right. Like the whole thing. So right. That's kind of a good idea.
They then mentioned Spirit Tracks. They didn't show anything.
Okay, this part was weird.
So then Mr. Iwata comes out, and he says the longest, most boring, most redundant speech I've ever seen. He basically repeated himself eight times while talking
it's
about
a company
how
level
we need
always
to introduce new players to the experience of video games. And then just said that sentence rejiggered like 8 times. Oh
he
my
asked the word
God.
Unacceptable. It's always unacceptable that there aren't more people playing video games.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
this is unacceptable.
And that was the thing with the entire Nintendo conference in general. Is like Microsoft came around and said, "We're not showing any numbers, any graphs. No one cares. Here's some games." And this, you know, it's like every year Nintendo does this now. There's the montage of how many people have DSs and Wiis. Then it's like, no one thought we could do it, but we did,
and
we're going to keep doing it. Like, it's every year. It's the same.
Just bring John Romero out there. Suck it down, Daigatana.
Yeah. So Iwata goes on and on about, you know, first we have brain age to exercise the mind. Then what we fit, we use it a balance to exercise the body.
Are you enjoying yourself?
I am. Then he shows the Wii Vitality Sensor.
Pin drop.
Seriously, like the whole conference hall is like, what the fuck is this? And that's the thing. All they show is some pictures of this thing clipped to your finger. No games, no applications,
no
uses. He just said, here it is. Here it is, here it is, here it is, here it is, here it is.
It looks
and
like,
then left.
It looks like that thing that, like, that's in, like, those kind of weird bars and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, it reads your heart rate. That's all it does. I don't understand what application
I guess,
that has.
Like,
he's talking about how you can use it to relax and exercise your inner core, but they didn't show you how.
Now, I'm thinking about, imagine an Eternal Darkness game where instead of what is that called in that?
You just sold me on it.
Right, instead of the...
You actually did... Okay, if they do that, that's cool.
Let me say it, though. Like, what's that called, though, that meter in that?
Sanity meter.
Your sanity. Instead of the sanity meter, it actually registered your heartbeat. Of course, the problem is you have to actually make a scary game again. Which
the thing is, too, the way he was talking, it's used to relax yourself.
Oh, that's great. Since I have an anxiety issue, I have pills for this sort of thing. It's like a cheat code.
Yeah, great.
I have performance enhancers.
Yeah, everybody...
Oh, my heart rate's up. Blah, 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 pills.
So everybody was, like, just at this point, like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's like, they needed a Hail Mary at this point.
And fortunately for them, they then came out... And said, you think we showed the only Mario game? And we're both like, whoa!
I'm like, oh shit.
Super Mario Galaxy 2.
Thank you.
And the triumphant return of Yoshi, as he always should be. At power up and not like a time limit.
Right,
because
he was in Sunshine, but like...
Well, you didn't want him. He was harder to manage.
Yeah. But no, this time it just looks like... It's like...
It's Yoshi.
Yeah.
And it looks awesome.
But the game looks just so good.
Yeah.
I'm so glad they're just like... You know, we don't need to wait for the next console to make another proper Mario game.
Yeah, we could just make a sequel to the last one. Let's face it. I don't mean to be negative on it, but it's just more levels for Super Mario Galaxy.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I'll take that. Super Mario Galaxy was fantastic.
Yes. I mean, it was the best Mario game in the long... I mean, it always baffled me that there never was a Super Mario 64 too.
Yeah.
Like, why?
Like, how did they not do that?
Yeah, honestly.
There were eight Mario parties.
I think he was, like, so concerned, like... I think Miyamoto was so like, how do I up it again? How do I up it again? He didn't want to just do like Mario 64 too. But he probably should have.
Yeah, he really should. Like, the 64 probably would have done a lot better if there was another Mario game to like...
Honestly. So we
like
had
a
like...
resurgence.
And we had like the Banjo-Kazooie games and the Donkey Kong games that were basically ripoffs.
Right.
But, no, this game looks fantastic. You know, I mean, now that they already have the building blocks there, they can just go in and it's just, I don't know, I'm really pumped for it. Plus, Yoshi looks cool. Like when you're flying with Yoshi, there's that new drill kind of attachment. It's not,
yeah.
It's not so much a power-up.
It's something he was holding. Yeah.
It was kind of used really cool. And the Bumblebee was back. There was like a power-up for Yoshi. It looked like the Yoshi power-ups are back. Like,
it looked like the color Yoshi were affected what it could do. Like the one inflated itself and was blowing up air.
And the other one was running really fast.
Yeah. So, amen.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
It just looks really cool. It was a good
announcement. Not coming until 2010 though. It would have been nice if it was coming
sooner. With that, yeah. Kind of hoping that
we'll have new Super Mario Brothers Wii this Christmas.
Yeah.
So then Reggie was back out, and he's telling us, you know, don't worry, we got the hardcore games from our third parties. And they showed the Conduit, which I have to say, if this was coming out on like 360 and PS3 and not the Wii, no one would care.
I don't care.
No
anyways.
One would care.
Then
they
care
showed
about this.
Then they showed Dead Space Extraction, which looks really good.
I like Dead Space.
Yes.
So hey, I think this could work.
Then he's like, but wait, could Nintendo do something gritty?
Like,
yes, we
is.
Can. With a little help, because two heads are better than one. So, first the Team Ninja logo kicks off.
Which
I'm
you
like,
kind of just... What's wrong with Team Ninja?
I don't like the Ninja Gaiden games.
You know, come on. Ninja Gaiden 1 was pretty sweet.
It's okay. It's good.
Ninja Gaiden, Dragon Swords, I was fine. Oh,
I never
on.
Played that, actually. So I'll give you that.
Okay, maybe you don't like Dead or Alive. Okay, so Dead or Alive also, then?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't like Dead or Alive. I mean, it's a fighting game. But come on.
Okay, so they show their logo. Then, like, it's in space. And we're like, what could this be? At first, you're like, Star Fox. Because they talked about revitalizing an old brand. And we're like, oh, Star Fox is due. And then they, like, show, like, a realistic-looking human girl. And we're like, what the hell is this? And then you saw her in the blue jumpsuit. And we're like,
I don't even know why.
Metroid.
I really did not think of Metroid until they showed me Samus.
There was an earlier clue where the one guy called her Lady, which is a reference for Metroid Fusion, if you're a huge nerd. But, so then this thing, you know, we figure out it's Metroid, and they show her in the suit. And it's like Metroid Gaiden. Like, it's like this,
it's this
weird blend of like third person action combat game with some bits that are in first person.
Right.
And it looks awesome.
The trailer was very good looking.
That was so unexpected.
Right. Cause yeah,
so out of nowhere.
It's called Metroid Other M. So that's the title.
It looks amazing.
And there's parts where he's just fighting right. It looked really good. And I'm just so happy that they're not, that.
We're not getting Metroid Prime 4.
Right. Cause that was done. And we loved it. It was great. And you know, I'm glad they're not waiting another 10 years. To reinvent Metroid again, you know? They're just going at it. And I like that it's different. You know, it's a more cinematic thing. That's fine.
Like, all the action looks so over the top, and I think that's so cool.
Right.
I love it.
And and people are saying prequel, maybe. Some people, there's already all the speculating.
It has to be prequel if that guy who called her Lady is there.
Oh, yeah. Plus, her suit looks Metroid 1-ish. You know, it doesn't look like the Prime suit at all.
Yeah, so... Woo.
But, I mean, it looks pretty cool as hell. And, you know, Nintendo was really... This was the final thing for Nintendo. And they were the only ones... For me to really have that big final announcement that was like
a surprise.
Right.
Cool.
Now, that's the way you close out a show for me.
Yeah.
So,
No Miyamoto at the press conference.
Yeah, that was strange.
Weird. That's like the first time
they
ever happened.
Had him come out and say, here's Mario Galaxy 2 instead of Cammy, but I don't know. Maybe he was sick or something. I don't know. I mean, I think it was a fine press conference.
It started off shit. And then it ended strong.
You end with Mario Galaxy 2 and Metroid Other M. That's good. And you know that DS stuff is looking pretty strong. I mean, really, when you look at that, when you look at Mario and Luigi, Golden Sun, the DSi games, if WarioWare yourself is DSi, we're not sure. And New Super Mario Bros. Wii, I mean, okay,
it'll be nice.
I'll tell you what. When
I thought that, like, we all kind of expected a Mario game announcement,
right?
I thought that was it.
Now that,
and I was like,
if it was the only Mario game announcement, I would be pissed.
Yeah, see, that's what I thought.
That's what
at
I
first.
Thought first. Like, oh, great, Nintendo's never gonna make a good game again.
Uh huh.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah,
first.
Exactly.
And then Super Mario Galaxy 2 happened. I'm like, never mind. I'm sorry, overreacted.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, so that was Nintendo.
So that was Nintendo. I don't know. Report card. If we had to give Microsoft a report card,
I give Microsoft an A minus.
I'll give them a B, not B plus. It's a
just B. A B. Wow. I liked Microsoft because they just showed games. It depends on how much you like Natal.
I guess, see, because you know I'm not sold on Natal at all.
Yeah.
And we've been hearing now that people are seeing that Milo thing, and when people are talking about it, it doesn't sound nearly as
interactive as
right,
the trailer meant.
Right.
But then I read a report of someone at GameSpy, I think it was Will Tuttle, but I could be wrong, who he got to play Burnout Paradise using Natal. He said it worked perfectly.
I just don't believe it. I don't know. I'm sorry.
I don't see why he would lie.
I'm not saying he's lying, but I'm just saying when you're in their environment and you're playing by their rules.
Well, yeah.
I don't know. I'm just very skeptical about Natal for some reason. Wii Motion Plus, you already know about. There was no, like, vitality sensor. That might be the biggest WTF moment of the whole show.
Yeah, I'll give Nintendo a B plus.
You'll give them that high? You seemed very unhappy.
I did. Well, the thing is, as I look back,
I'll give them a B minus.
The thing is, things like Wii Fit Plus, Wii Sports Resort, the vitality sensor were such lows, and they kind of left a bad taste in your mouth. Then you look at it and you see Crystal Bears, Golden Sun DS.
When you look at this bullet point list, it's a much better show than it actually was to watch.
Yeah, yeah. Well, like I said, and part of it too, it was so dragged down by long speeches about how great they are. If they would have condensed it to just be like, here's the games.
I'll tell you this. This kills them for me. Mario Galaxy 2, Metroid Other M, both 2010 games.
Yeah, so
they do not have a big
There's nothing
fall game.
Immediate.
They do not have a
the
big
The biggest
fall game.
Thing we have for the fall is New Super Mario Bros. Wii.
That doesn't do it.
Right, exactly.
You need a big fall game, and they don't have that for me, and I think that hurts them.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'll still say B+, though.
I say B-, B+, for Microsoft, B- for Nintendo.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Then we go to Sony. After a quick Wendy's run.
Yeah. That was a delicious burger.
Indeed. Okay, so Sony, for whatever reason, is obsessed with showing these very fast montages that are not labeled, yeah. and they're not full screen.
Yeah, they're like on screens of other.
Yeah, they're
screens.
Like they're showing
screens
like,
within screens. I hate yeah. screens within screens. Ugh. Sony loves that shit.
And you couldn't follow them. Like there were so many games that flashed by, and we're like, "What is that? We didn't even know." All they had to do was put the name on the unused portion of the screen, and it would have fixed everything.
I like the way Sony started their conference, though. They did a game demo right away,
mm-hmm.
and it was Uncharted 2.
Yeah.
And it looked fantastic.
Yeah, we're just going to bullet point all the stuff they actually talked about, because like I said, I couldn't even keep track of what was in those montages.
Right.
But yeah, Uncharted 2, live gameplay demo, holy shit.
Yeah, it looks...
That looks so good.
There was a point where, like, he was just on a rooftop kind of looking out in the distance, and people were just
the
applauding.
The draw distance is massive.
I love Uncharted.
I know.
Uncharted is just... That's, like, my favorite PlayStation brand right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that demo is just sweet. I mean, the helicopter comes in, and there's all these kind of activated things where, you know, pieces are falling over. You're in a building at one point. It's, like, falling down. You have to jump out of it.
Yeah, it's just so good.
And Uncharted, it just looks better than other games. It does. Yeah. Especially animation-wise. It might be my favorite demo of the show.
Yeah. I'll give you that. Then we got our first gameplay demo of a 256-player game of MAG.
I had to say,
they really need to change that name.
Yeah, well, whatever. I still think of the things from Phantasy Star Online.
The thing is, to me, this did nothing to say, like, they didn't say, here's why we have to have 256-player. It was just, we can do it, so we will.
I'm not a...
Like, at no
idea.
Time during this could you see more than 16 people at a time. It
right.
didn't seem to matter.
And it's so squad-based, and that just,
yeah,
I don't know.
Playing pickup games of this.
Yeah.
Eh. And the thing is, I know a big game like this can work, because I used to play a lot of PlanetSide back in the day.
Mm-hmm, I remember.
Which, another Sony game, is a massively multiplayer sci-fi shooter, and it was fun. And I don't know, just something about this, it just seems unnecessary. Especially, too, like, if you think... The platform for online first-person shooters, you think Xbox. You don't really think of the PlayStation.
It's not like that. Well, that's not a reason for them to just roll over and
die. I understand. It's just, I don't know.
Come on. They got Resistance. They got Killzone. They're no slouch in the FPS department either.
Yeah, but how many people play those compared to you play
Halo?
Oh,
yeah, they're not Halo. I know. But, yeah. I mean, they're respectable franchises.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a hard act to follow, you know, Uncharted 2.
All right, so then Kaz Hirai came out.
Heh, Kaz.
And here's a shocker, the PSP Go.
Oh, man. I'm glad he made light of it, at least.
Yeah, they did acknowledge that most of their stuff leaked, which is, you know, good sports of them. It would have been awkward if they didn't, I think. So, you know, he's showing the device. It's exactly what we've seen in all the leaks, the slide out, everything. He then went on to announce the new PC front end for the PlayStation Store called Media Go.
But this isn't just for PSP Go. I mean, anyone can use it.
Yeah, so for any PSP.
Here's the thing, interesting thing about PSP Go. The hardware is not different at all.
Right. It's the same system.
Same operating system and everything.
Yeah, it's,
it's not even like the DSi works.
So here's,
you know, different menus.
Here's our difference is you lose UMD, you gain 16 megabytes of internal memory.
Screen is smaller.
Is it?
I'm pretty sure the screen is smaller.
It looked the same to me.
I'm pretty sure it's smaller. I'll go off and say.
You lose UMD. And I don't think it doesn't take memory stick. It's some new.
It's got internal memory.
No, but it can also take sticks.
Right,
but it's not the memory stick duos. It's M stick or something.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new one.
But the thing that I don't like about it is the button layout, especially where the nub is. It's
yeah.
right to the right of the D-pad.
It looks like you're awkwardly. Well, but then again, when you think about it, you do the same thing when you're playing a DualShock controller.
I know, but I'll tell you this. I just don't see. Okay, and here's the problem. They announced the date and price, October 1st, $250.
Oh, I was saving that. That's why I put it at the bottom
I
of the
know,
list.
But I just had to bring it up, because I just have to say, that's why I am not attracted to this.
Well, yeah, and of course, it's got to be Kaz Hirai out there. It'll come out for $249. You didn't say U.S. dollars, though.
Too bad.
I was a little upset.
What's with their weird conversion rates? It's 249 euros.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
God knows how many pounds it's going to cost.
Honestly,
yeah, it's just... Sony doesn't seem to understand. The reason they're not doing as well this generation is they're consistently the more expensive product. Now, this thing looks, by all accounts, like it should be cheaper to make. I mean, it has 16 gigs of internal memory. Is not that expensive anymore.
There's no UMD drive. That's got to save them a lot.
I know. I don't understand how this can't at least cost the same as the PSP 3000. No one.
It needs to cost
the same.
There's
no incentive to buy it. You can get, if you look online, you can find a 16 gigabyte memory stick for $40.
So unless you hate UMDs.
Yeah.
So why would people convert to this not be able to play any of their UMD games.
Yeah, see, that's the thing.
Pay all that, pay all
it's
that
not
money. Good,
it's not, because of the UMD thing, it's not that attractive to current PSP owners to upgrade unless they make some way to, like, set, mail in your UMDs and get vouchers to download the games. And new customers are going to say, well, I could get a PSP for $250 or a PSP for $170.
Plus, I mean, they have nice bundles with the PSP 3000. There's going to be a Rock Band bundle and a Dissidia
bundle. Yeah, they're pushing
bundle,
all these PSP bundles.
And they're like $200.
I don't see this working. I mean, it could have worked if it was comparably priced. Then, they, you know, they make a big deal. They lowered the price of the PSP tools.
Then why aren't right. they passing that savings?
It just, oh, it doesn't see, make sense. I'd rather they kept the tools price up and lower the price of this.
People gave Nintendo shit when the DSi was $170.
I know. It blows my mind. An $80 price difference.
Like, why don't they just, I don't understand how they don't get that. They yeah. can't do it.
And, you know, he did say, like, all future titles will be available as a download and a UMD. But then, again.
But see, that, again, that, I can do that on my PSP. I can get a really big memory stick and I can have all the games on my PSP.
There's that. And like I said, too, the new customers, like, the people who would have bought a PSP Go, like the people who had a DS Lite and bought a DSi, guys like us, we're the more tech-savvy guys, the guys who got to have the new shit. And we're the ones who are going to be using the download service. New customers who are going to be price-conscious are also not the ones who are downloading their games. They're the ones going to Walmart and buying this
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly. Like, okay, I mean, new consumers, I don't know who's gonna get this.
Yeah, I don't know who they market
who
this
to. Who
does
this attract to? Because I think it doesn't appeal to anyone but old PSP users. So they, if the plan is to get people to buy a PSP again, I think that might work. But again, you're asking them to just ditch all their UMD games.
Well, right. Like, I mean, the initially I was attracted to the PSP Go because I still have a PSP 1000. It's bulky, it's big.
Right, me too.
The form factor of this was very attractive to me. And I don't have that many PSP games, and I probably would keep the 1000 anyway. I wouldn't do it, because you probably won't get much for mm-hmm. trading on it. Excuse me. But, $250, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, I don't feel comfortable spending that much on a new portable system, especially one that is essentially based off of, what, three-year-old hardware? When did the PSP come out?
The PSP came out 4 years ago?
Yeah, exactly. No.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, on, I don't understand off. Why it has to cost that much. It does not make sense.
It just doesn't. I mean, it's not even like the DSi where it's different hardware and different features, you know? You're not getting a new interface. There's not a new online store. It's not like a camera or something.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
It's form factor and memory, but you're losing UMD. Like that, it seems to me like the
there's
two should have balanced each other out. Yeah. I don't see how that
I
makes more sense.
I was expecting this, if anything, to be cheaper. Yeah. Honestly.
Because you gotta figure too, if it's based entirely in digital sales, they're making more money on software sales. They're cutting out the middleman.
Right.
I don't understand why this has to cost this much.
I don't get it. It just doesn't seem like, it seems doomed to failure, personally. I don't know.
So then, they brought out the Gran Turismo guy, I forget his name. He showed off Gran Turismo PSP, which will launch with this October 1st.
I wish, if you're looking for two guys that are excited about Gran Turismo, this is the wrong
yeah.
podcast.
And of
sorry.
Course, too, it's the Japanese guy with the board translator, and it took forever.
Yeah.
And then, too, he's like holding a PSP Go, and it's like, as you can see, I've got the game here, and it's running at 60 frames per second. And I'm like, you're just holding it. That could easily be a video, A. Like,
yeah, I never believe people.
Yeah, then, you know, they show the trailer, which, again, was a screen within a screen, and it was so quick cut, you couldn't get a sense of it at all. They didn't just show, like, a car racing, which would have been nice.
Mm-hmm.
But it's supposed to have 800 cars, but only ad hoc play. There's no internet play.
They'd have to understand that, you know, in America, we're not so much into that wireless local multiplayer thing.
Yeah, we're not. We just don't. I mean, you, me, and Chris all have a copy of Crystal Chronicles. We played it once.
Yeah.
We don't do it. But I bet, like, if I was in Pittsburgh right now, I'd call you on the phone and be like, hey, you want to play this online? And we would.
Yeah.
It's more likely to happen. And then, you know, they make it sound very... Excuse me, Pokemon-ish and, like, trading cars to get all 800.
Gotta catch them all.
And they even said, like, trying to get all 800 by yourself would be absurd. That's nice.
You'd have to be stupid.
Yeah.
You're a moron.
So then Kojima-san came out to save the day, showing Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker, which is basically Metal Gear Solid 5.
Kind
set
of.
10 years after Metal Gear Solid 3.
Well, I'm hopefully... Well, the beginning trailer was really cool when it was just kind of video footage, and it felt very much like a proper Metal Gear
yeah.
game. The gameplay itself...
didn't show much. It was just
right.
a lot of Snake sneaking around.
It was all Snake just kind of walking around, which is like, well, this is probably pretty early on. But the Snake Eater, the first Snake Eater trailer was a lot of that too, and that's why I didn't like that trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Then it kind of got weird. There was like all of a sudden there's four snakes.
Yeah, it's, I don't know, the clones or there's co-op in this game.
I hope
game
that
or
this
what?
Isn't Four Swords Snake's Adventure or something. Yeah. I hope that this is just, you know, a first port. Like I don't want this to be like Portable Ops was fun, but I don't want this to be like that where they're like, well, how can we make it a portable experience? Just give me a Metal Gear Solid proper.
Yeah. And see, the only thing I worry now is like, I mean, I love Metal Gear 3. And this seems like the sequel to that.
Right.
But I didn't like Metal Gear Solid 3 until there was a dual analog camera control.
Yeah. Well, did you play Portable Ops? Because that worked for me.
It really did.
It worked for me. I don't know. It was fine. So if they just use that for me, I'll be okay. I think it can work. It's hard to say, but yeah, I was able, you know, do the usual Metal Gear Solid 3 shtick of getting your twank gun out and targeting people's heads.
That's good.
It was a little harder, but you
right.
Know.
See, then
this was weird.
Well, they once again, for like the 20th time, reaffirmed their commitment to finally bringing PS1 games to the PSN, with 50 of them coming this year. I don't know why it's so hard, but they announced that Final Fantasy VII hits the PSN today.
That's cool. This is
I haven't
the weird
checked
thing
in a couple hours. I don't know if it's up yet or not.
You skipped over the weird thing.
Oh, did I? Oh, I did. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Well, let's talk about this real quick.
Okay, yeah.
Because I think it's cool. Final Fantasy VII on the PSN. That's a
yeah. You can play
on
your PSP or your PS3.
Arguably the most popular PlayStation 1 game.
Right.
Having it being portable, that's sweet. I hope Final Fantasy 8 and 9 follow suit. Be pretty cool.
Yes.
But this is weird because they mentioned Resident Evil Portable, but they didn't.
They didn't show anything.
They didn't show a thing. I don't
know
what
it is. It's one of those non-announcements. I hate that. And we'll have another one of those later. Then we got to the obligatory home segment of the show,
ugh.
Which all it was like some numbers.
And a commercial.
And then the commercial that came out like a month ago that's awful. It's like one of the worst commercials. It's like showing people walking around the real world, then their avatars walking around at home.
I like how they're having fun by saying stupid things. They're in the Resident Evil space.
He's like, blah, I'm a zombie, and he's doing like some emote, and it's like, that's not fun. Then they show
hilarious.
The bowling game, which I've still never played, because I can't get a lane.
Right. Let's stop talking about home. Okay. Home's stupid.
Then they talk about Rockstar, bringing the exclusive.
I was worried they were going to talk about the Ballad of Gay Tony.
Yeah, that's Microsoft exclusive.
Oh, never mind. Why didn't they talk about that then? Shouldn't that be a big deal? Maybe it isn't
I guess
anymore.
Not. But, you know, Rockstar is making a game just for the PlayStation. It's called Agent, set in the 70s. Next!
Yeah, I was like, whoa, wait, what?
Like, maybe you want to show something. I hate that. Then we got an Assassin's Creed 2 live demo, which, thank God, because it looks really good.
Yeah, it looks great. We got to see the kind of flying machine thing that was hinted at before, and just kind of like the neat mechanic where there's heat. I like that. It looks like it's used when you need it. Like, there's a mission where you kind of have to use it. It's not like you can fly around the city whenever you want.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it basically looked like Assassin's Creed, but a lot better.
Yep.
And same kind of cinematic thing. You know, I like how you don't carry a sword around with you all the time. You have to steal weapons from people more, what it looks like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then it was the cool thing where you had to escape, and it looked very good.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
Then we got a Final Fantasy 13 CG trailer, again with English voices.
Ooh, I like those English voices.
A lot of people didn't.
Okay, well, I like that there are English voices. It's a bit hit and miss.
Well, the thing is,
the one girl sounded a bit way too Japanese pop star-y.
Well, the thing is, it was such a quick cut trailer, and they're talking about shit that we have no idea what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know the story of this game at all, and like this trailer assumed you did.
I liked Lightning's and what's the black guy's name?
I don't know.
Zax or Zuz.
Something like that.
I liked his delivery. The other girl was a little, and the guy was a bit too typical Final Fantasy.
That guy's weird, because he has such, like, a boyish-looking face, but he's, like, ripped.
Yeah, he's...
He needs some stubble.
But, no, I mean, I thought it was fine. It was better than Final Fantasy X voice acting, maybe not as good as Final Fantasy XII voice acting. But they showed combat, too, and it looked good, great.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of fast, but I still think Final Fantasy XIII is the bee's knees, and I'm pretty excited for it.
So
this was
so
the surprise!
Jack Tyson says, and now we're pleased to announce coming exclusively to consoles, to the PlayStation 3, Final Fantasy 14.
But doesn't he say it like that? He doesn't do it with the pause. He's just like, and also Final Fantasy 14 is coming out. Everyone's like,
They laugh. They thought it was a joke.
He said, casually brought it up.
Then he said, coming 2010.
I was like, yeah, right.
Then they show this trailer, and it's like, it looks more fantasy than Final Fantasy 13 does. We're watching this thing. We're like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
Like, what could this be? How can there be another one? Then, of course, it ends with Final Fantasy 14 online, and we're like,
That makes more sense.
Because if you recall, Square, it was no secret they were making a new MMO,
mm-hmm.
and they said themselves, like, yeah, we don't know if we're going to call it another Final Fantasy or just something else, which kind of tells you right there, it's going to be generic.
Well, yeah.
And just, it's just.
They'll have a chocobo and move.
It's like, it's almost insulting that we've been waiting this long for Final Fantasy 13 and another one's just gonna get popped out too?
Okay, first off, I'll tell you this. When they say 2010 and they're, since this is an American trade show, I'm assuming they mean in America.
Right.
They're saying that Final Fantasy 13 and 14 are coming out in the same year.
And they had no gameplay of this to show. Okay, it's coming out in a year and
they're telling me that Final Fantasy 14 is coming out next year. I'll say it again. Yeah, fucking right. Please.
Unbelievable.
No way. No way is Final Fantasy, no way are two Final Fantasy propers coming out in the same year. It's not even a smart business decision.
Yeah.
That's coming out 2011 at the earliest. Final Fantasy 13 2010 still isn't a done deal for me. What about Final Fantasy versus 13? What if Final Fantasy 14 comes out before that?
No mention of that.
Nothing about Kingdom Hearts really. I will say that I like the art style that we saw in the thing. I like that it looks a lot kind of like that NES kind of setting.
Kind of. I mean, it just was fantasy.
Right. No, but I mean, it wasn't steampunky. It wasn't sci-fi at all.
Yeah, it was just fantasy.
Okay, we haven't had one that was pure fantasy since 9, probably.
Yeah.
So, well, that's a big deal. That was 10 years ago.
You call it like the NES art style. I don't really think it has anything to do with the NES games.
It looks like an NES Final Fantasy game. Am I not an authority on this at least?
Yeah, fine. I'll give you that.
It looks like that. That's what it makes me think of, okay? I don't like that. The online Final Fantasies are given the proper
numbers.
I don't like that. Cause, you know, again, you do the compilations and then, like, someday there's gonna be, like, the Final Fantasy compilation and you have all of them, except for 11 and 14, cause those servers are down, we can never play those again.
Right.
Besides that, we have no idea how this is gonna play, so I can't say if I'm really looking forward to it or not. I mean, I don't like 11, so if it's more of 11, I won't like it. I'm assuming it won't be.
I mean, I hope they take some lessons from, like, World of Warcraft and Warhammer Online, because Final Fantasy XI was like a competent EverQuest ripoff 7 years later.
Yeah.
Like, that didn't make sense, and it was so hard.
And if this is gonna be a console MMORPG, I still have not seen a really good console MMORPG.
No.
I haven't. I would like for this to be that. I thought 11 might have been that when they first announced it. It wasn't.
Yeah, and like, the way they worded it, this is coming to PC as well, presumably. I'd be surprised if this does eventually come to the 360.
Yeah, they say PS3 exclusive.
Yeah, so is Final Fantasy 11.
Right. So is Final Fantasy 13.
Yeah.
For that matter. Yeah. So, skeptical.
I mean, obviously the reason that they're calling this Final Fantasy 14 is they need money. Square Enix has been hemorrhaging cash.
Yeah, they've been spending way too much time on
Final Fantasy
13.
And you know what? If they realize, hey, we can sell twice as many of these if we put in the 360, they're going to do it.
I mean, they haven't had a Final Fantasy game or a Kingdom Hearts title really in a while, and those are two of their biggest
cash cows,
right?
They even got
Dragon Quest.
Quest.
Yeah, that's true. So they kind of need something
now,
big. Right? So here it comes. But I mean, even still, Final Fantasy 11, maybe it sold well for an MMO. But when you compare it to
10 and 12,
yeah,
no, close,
yeah, not really. Final Fantasy 11 had that really awkward launch too, where it kind of came out on PC first.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, here's the new Final Fantasy is out, and it's on PCs. Weird, isn't it? Yeah. Okay, so, man, that just came out of nowhere, though. That was so shocking.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe the way he announced it. I'm surprised he didn't show the trailer. Here's the logo reveal, and then everyone would have freaked out. No, he's just like, Final Fantasy 14 is coming out. Here's the trailer, I guess.
Yeah, like I said, it was awkward. The audience actually laughed, thinking it was a joke.
Right.
And his reaction to it, too, was like, oh, no.
Oh, no. Boom goes the dynamite. Oh, no. It was weird, but there it is.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird looking too when you type out Final Fantasy 14?
Yeah, I don't like it.
You don't like it?
I don't
like those Roman numerals. What is this, an X1 and a 5? Too many letters.
There's way too many letters at work now.
Yeah, I know, we're getting too many.
So then we brought out some guys to show the prototype for the PlayStation Eye motion controller, which I have to say, I was strangely excited over. I thought it worked really well.
Well, I kind of like it because it doesn't seem as crazy as
Natal.
Yeah, I can understand why this works, because you have a camera and you have objects with actual sensors in them.
Yeah, what it is, and like they said, this is just like the engineering prototype. It will look different, but it's basically looks like a wand with this illuminated orb on the top, and it changes colors. And the PlayStation Eye tracks that orb.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like perfect one-to-one motion. He'd move this thing around, the control in the room was moving. It would do some neat things, too, where like you saw the video of you, and it was superimposed over the controller like, you know, a baseball bat or a stop sign. Which, it looked really good. It worked well.
As far as all the silly motion things, showed off at E3. I like this one the best.
Yeah, and they didn't show any...
Plus, it has a button on it, and you kind of need that button in it sometimes, you know?
They even said as much. And
especially with a gun.
Yeah, they didn't show any game applications for it, so there was a lot of tech demos again.
But things looked good. Like, he had a sword and a shield. He was hitting this skeleton. It looked about right.
He was doing... Again, there was an archery thing.
See, it just seems more like a video game thing than Natal does.
It was kind of funny to watch this guy as he's trying to do all this stuff and failing, continually saying, "Oh, it's so hard. Maybe you shouldn't say that."
Yeah, I know. The guy was kind of like, "Oh man, this is so difficult and hard to do." I'm like, "Okay, buddy, calm down."
Yeah, don't say that. Shh.
Yeah.
So then they did a few small little Big Planet announcements, and you know they talk about some Disney costumes coming, whatever.
Ooh, Jack Sparrow,
Mr. Incredible, that's Cinderella. Cool.
I wonder how Mr. Krabbles, he has to be Buffy.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, well, but Buffy. Then, not so Buff,
they talk about how Little Big Planet has created this new genre in the PlayStation family called Share, Create, Play, or something. I might have got the order wrong.
That's okay.
The next game in that series, they decided to show, is called Mod Nation Racers.
I was kind of skeptical at first, but this looks pretty cool.
It's basically Little Big Planet Kart Racer,
mm-hmm.
where you make the tracks with this very nice, intuitive-looking interface, and it looked pretty
good. What I like is how easy it is to... design like the area around the track.
Yeah,
stuff.
To decorate it.
Mm-hmm.
The decorating looked very easy. So yeah, I mean, not
that's cool.
Too much more to say about it, but I think it looks good.
I think like at first, like the audience wasn't really there with them, but they kind of got there and they kind of bought into it a bit more later.
So now we start to whimper out a bit. Now, and not to say, I mean, this isn't bad, but we got the Last Guardian trailer, formerly known as Trico, which is the Team Ico project, and gorgeous.
Oh, yeah.
Gorgeous. But apparently, you and I didn't see this, but apparently this is the leak trailer.
Pretty
with
much.
With a few minor differences.
Okay.
I think the end
I'm glad I didn't look at that leak trailer.
Yeah. But...
Because I thought it looked great.
So, like, from the impression I got from reading the Twitter feeds, where everyone was like, this is awesome, but we've seen it already. We haven't seen it, so we thought it was like, oh my god.
Right. Well, because it's like Shadow of the Colossus meets Ico.
Never-ending stories thrown in.
Yeah, honestly, that's what it kind of looks like. But it's like they combine your horse and Yorda... into
a colossus.
Yeah, and a colossus that follows you around and kind of helps you get places. It's cool. I wonder what the gameplay is like outside of that still.
Yeah.
But it looks... I'll tell you one thing, though. The your partner thing, that, you know, that big thing that follows you around, he kind of looks slightly better than everything else around him right now.
Yeah.
Like the character, he looks okay. He's obviously...
He has a little more definition, I think, is what it is.
Right, but even some other things. Like, the water effects weren't quite there.
Yeah, and who knows when this will finally come
right.
out.
Right. This is probably a while away. But, I mean...
Looks damn good.
You know, I pee my pants for Shadow of the Colossus, so I'm very excited.
Then we got Gran Turismo 5.
It
looks like Gran Turismo.
We don't know what to say about that, guys.
So, then they end their show, like they ended it last year, with God of War 3. And the thing is, I have no doubt God of War 3 is going to be a very good game. And they show a live gameplay demo, and the thing is, it's God of War 3. It's exactly what you think it would
look
like.
Right, it's God of War prettier.
Yeah, it's prettier, bigger God of War. There's a cool thing with the Titan in the background, Helios fighting him, and you're like, oh, that's nice.
I mean, I love God of War as much as the next guy,
yeah,
but
it's just
not a big...
It's not Metroid Other M.
Right. You close your show with a big announcement. That's
yeah,
how I
with a
feel.
Surprise.
Right. And this wasn't that. This was just another demo for a game that we already seen even demoed.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I mean, it looked fine.
And like I said, like, you look at this list, the only real surprises, Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker, but even that was sort of leaked. Resident Evil Portable, but we didn't see anything. Agent, but we didn't see anything. Final Fantasy XIV, but they handled that awkwardly. And Mod Nation Racers is the biggest surprise on this list.
Right. Well, Last Guardian was sort of supposed to be a surprise also.
Yeah, but we saw that. Like, everything else was leaked or we knew about.
Right, but still, it's a solid lineup. Uncharted 2 might be the holiday release I'm looking the most forward
to. It's just, it was hard to get excited about the press conference in general.
It was handled a little awkwardly, the whole thing. I wouldn't have closed with God of War 3. I mean, why not close with Final Fantasy 14 if you have that and it's coming out next year? If it's coming, I mean, also, God of War 3, not a holiday release? Really?
Yeah, that's a miscue.
I mean, that game was announced a bit ago. What is there? So I guess, I'm kind of surprised that Uncharted 2 is their big holiday release, because while we love Uncharted, I didn't know they had that much faith in it.
Well, it just didn't do that well when it came out because it was a launch title. I mean,
it wasn't a launch title.
It wasn't a launch
title? No. Next year, 2007.
Well, there still weren't a lot of PS3s out there.
Right, there weren't. But I mean, I'm glad that they've been bundling Uncharted 1 with systems lately.
Right. So yeah, what do you give them?
I give them a B plus. I like the games they showed. I know the surprises weren't really there, but there were some. I thought they had the best demos. I thought the Assassin's Creed 2 demo, Uncharted 2 demoed really well. I thought that Modern Nation Racers demoed really well, and you know, God of War 3, it demoed really well. I didn't like it. I didn't like its placement on the schedule, I guess. But I like their demos. I thought it was pretty solid.
I give it a B.
B. The PSP Ghost doesn't work for me.
Yeah, that kills it. That absolutely kills it.
I didn't like their
just,
montages.
Like I said, the whole thing was just underwhelming. Solid, but underwhelming.
Okay, so what conference did you like the best?
Which what?
What press conference did you like the best?
Microsoft's.
I might have liked Sony's. I don't know. I don't think it was as well put together as a conference, but what I'm going by just what they showed me.
Yeah, again, when you look at these bullet lists, it's a lot better.
Right, but yeah, I mean, they show me stuff. Like, what's Microsoft, I get too much. You know, we're still banking on Halo for all of our huge releases, which I'm sick of, really. And that Natal, I'm not sold on. Like, what else?
Well, but then, in all fairness, I mean, let's look at this Sony list. Sequel, derivation.
I'm not saying they're not. I'm not saying there's not. There's sequels, AJ, and then there's just driven into the ground. I'm just, you know, Halo ODST, Halo Reach, enough Halo for me. I mean, you know, this is someone who admittedly isn't a big fan of the franchise to begin with. So, you know, just personally, I care more about something like Uncharted 2. Metal Gear Solid, Peace Walker, I think that's cool. That Mod Nation thing, that looks better. I like their motion crazy thing better. So, and personally, it's just... And, you know, Nintendo, pretty much I can say, wow, I can't wait for Super Mario Galaxy 2 and Metroid Other M.
Yeah, those may have been my two favorite, like, game reveals.
Right. Okay, so what was your favorite demo of a game?
Uncharted 2.
Right, I would agree.
That was spectacular.
Favorite, like, trailer.
Although, I will say, though, a close second was Splinter Cell Conviction.
So that did look pretty good.
I'm very impressed by that game.
Yeah, Alan Wake looked good, pretty good, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
But Uncharted 2 looked spectacular.
Yeah.
Actually, there wasn't a whole lot of, like, demoing games at Nintendo, was there?
Yeah.
But what was your favorite, just, like, trailer of a game?
Metroid.
I might say Mario Galaxy 2, just because I kind of got more of an idea of how that game plays by looking at it.
Yeah.
I think Metroid is great in theory. Hopefully there's more, kind of like, what was their biggest surprise?
Biggest surprise? Metroid.
Yeah. I think that surprised me the most, maybe it was Final Fantasy 14. I just didn't see that.
It's either that or the fact that the PSP Go is that expensive.
Yeah, well, yeah. Well, what was the biggest miscue?
The price of the PSP Go?
Yeah, either that or that whole...
The vitality sensor?
Yeah. That thing. And biggest, best intervention, I don't know.
Natal, if it works.
I guess.
If not that, you mean innovation. Intervention is at Epcot.
Sorry, I do that.
If not Natal, probably the Sony motion controller.
Is it funny though? Like, I almost kind of forgot, like, wait a second, Sony has a motion controller. It's their controller.
Yeah.
Six axes, that didn't work out so well, did it?
Yeah.
Honestly, ugh.
Worked in Flower, that's about it.
Flower is nice. Now we'll have two flowers going at once. Ooh yeah, something. I think, it seems like me, like, the lightsaber game will work better with that sort of thing now.
Yeah.
I mean, Wii Motion Plus
it's
and
a different way of doing Wii Motion Plus, basically. Mm-hmm.
And it might be, it's probably a more expensive way, really, because you have to have those controllers and the iToy.
It sounds like the controller shouldn't be that expensive.
Well, it shouldn't be, but I didn't think the PSP Go should be that expensive either, and yet there it is. Look at that, $250. Terrible. Yeah.
It had to be Kaz or I'd announce it too.
Of course. Okay. Well, I don't know if we're going to get very many other announcements now from E3.
Well, Microsoft said they saved some stuff for the show floor in the coming days.
Well, yeah, we'll see.
And technically, the conference, E3 itself proper doesn't start until tomorrow.
Yeah, I know, but this has always been the more exciting thing. This is the thing people look forward to. This is when everyone watches the live feeds and Twitters and look at this. But for us, I think we'll probably be good now till our next proper podcast on Friday. So I hope you enjoyed these special E3 episodes. I know we actually got quite a few hits, so I'm glad that you guys were all there for us. Hope you enjoy the rest of E3. I love E3.
It's good fun.
Times. People like to complain sometimes, like, oh, Nintendo's press conference is terrible. This is terrible. I think overall, I mean, you know, there's things I always criticize, and of course, because I just don't understand, but I thought this was a good E3. I thought there were some nice big announcements. I mean, Nintendo last year had no announcements that were exciting.
That was abysmal.
Right, so compared to last year, Nintendo, you know, they hit it out of the park, practically. So I'm excited. I think the rest of 2009 looks pretty good. I think 2010 is off to a good start.
Yep.
So thanks for listening, everybody. You can find us at explodingbarrel.wordpress.com or at squadronofshame.com. We'll see you on Friday. Thanks for listening.
Bye.